This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Happy weekend and good morning, radio family. Welcome. It is that time once again. Our public affairs program, Community Focus, here on our Odyssey stations every weekend to engage in wonderful conversation. My buddy Joel Leonard, we are back at it again, getting folk ready to, and by the way, this will become part of the Odyssey podcast as well, our Give Work a Chance series. Joel, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm excited about today's guest.
Yes,
we have.
I hear it in your voice.
and because you and I have been talking about what can the community do to get ready for the mega boom jobs.
Exactly.
That are coming in. They're exploding.
Yes,
like
they
crazy.
Are.
They're still adding on more. They just made an announcement yesterday where 30 new jobs are coming to Greensboro. So,
Excellent. And
North Carolina has becoming the electric vehicle capital of the world for manufacturing. So it's a big deal, this transition that's underway. And how do we get the community ready? How do we get more of our students prepared to handle it? How do we get them into real life competitions,
right,
to where they are when they get into the work world, they'll be able to handle the rigors and challenges that they'll be facing?
Absolutely. Well, you said the key word, which is students. And I'm so happy that you and I are back together again, because we will get the student perspective, Joel, if you will, as we have two of our newest members of our Community Focus family joining us. They are part of what's known as Formula SAE. We'll get the breakdown on what those letters stand for. This is a series of competitions that challenge teams of university undergraduate and graduate students to conceive, design, fabricate, develop, and compete with small formula-style vehicles. I'm already uber excited in just that brief description alone. So, Joel, let's welcome, well, they're no longer newbies. Once I say the names, these guys are a permanent member of our Community Focus family. We have the team principal, Nicholas Muller, and we have the drivetrain, I'm going to work on that. That's a tongue twister there. Drivetrain team lead, Henry Echt. Henry, did I pronounce the last name correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wonderful. Well, gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Community Focus. How are you both?
We're doing well.
We're doing really well. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So you are a part of what is known as the Phoenix Racing Team, and you're pretty relatively new because this was founded when?
We founded this back in January of 2021.
Excellent. And you provide an opportunity for students across all genres and disciplines to conceive, design, fabricate, and compete with an electric formula style vehicle at an international competition. Yeah, give us a breakdown on that, because for someone who is totally unfamiliar with this style and concept, give it to us in layman's terms, kind of break it down what it is that you gentlemen do.
Yeah, so Renee, this is Henry. I can explain this for you.
Sure.
So Formula SAE, it stands for Formula of Society of Automotive Engineers. And that circuit of competitions really has two main branches. Internal combustion, as we all know, to be standard cars. And then we have the newer EV electric vehicle circuit that we decided to compete in.
Wow.
Like Joel kind of brought up earlier, the market really is swaying more towards the electric side, how to be more efficient in any means necessary. So Nick and I really thought about this and decided, let's push it. Let's really try to make ourselves more applicable in every way possible and create an EV team.
Right.
And me being a computer science student and a communication design student, I really need to focus in a lot of different realms. And I think Nick does as well, where we both need to wear a lot of different hats, focus on a lot of different aspects of the car, and work about this in a really professional manner.
Right.
Yeah, it really does bring together, like we were saying earlier about the, you had mentioned how.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are basically a team that brings all the different communities together and brings all the different
right.
disciplines together.
Yeah.
And it really is like that, because when you're building a team like this, building a car, there's so many different things that go into it, and you don't even realize like There's so many small things that matter that are such a big deal on the car, mm-hmm. and so many different aspects of the car that bring all the different cross-disciplinary teams and students together to really build this type of thing. So,
absolutely.
Style mm-hmm. car kind of...
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. No. Continue.
Just to make it as a more clear understanding, when we say formula style car, that is more reference to open wheel racing. As right. you all, if you look up what IndyCar racing looks mm-hmm. like or Formula One, that yeah. is considered formula style, whereas NASCAR is considered over wheel, closed wheel racing. So it's two different styles of racing with the same end goal, basically.
Wow. Well, I just learned something because, you know, number one, I'm thinking about particularly in an area such as just the state of North Carolina alone, when you talk about NASCAR and how many fans of just the sport alone there are in the state. And with a person like myself who lives in Winston-Salem, when I originally moved to the area, I lived over by Winston-Salem State University. And of course, many who are listening to the program quite well know about Bowman Gray Stadium, which is a part of the campus. And I remember every Friday night at a particular time, I could literally hear those engines rev with the race cars because every Friday night was racing around that track. But I never knew how much went into when you think about racing, especially as a spectator. But when you're a person that can really get into the really intricate aspects of a car, because you're right, there's so many things, especially when we look at newer cars and how they're built and how they're made. It's just so many fascinating intricacies about it. But for someone who's definitely a novice, I'm going to admit I know little to nothing about what goes on under the hood of a typical car. But to have the, you know, guys like you to really break it down, it's pretty fascinating to me. I just wanted you to know that.
Thank you. Yes, it definitely is. And you said that you basically, you're not the only one that doesn't know anything about cars. When we started this, we had very little knowledge of how to build a car. A lot of us are car people, but
right.
we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into when it came to breaking down every different component that we had to learn on our own to figure out what we needed to do to get this thing to come together.
And this is Nicholas, right? That was Nicholas, right?
This is Nicholas.
Okay, yes. Sorry. Nicholas, thank you for having empathy for me on that.
And Renee, I think something that both you and Nick have also been touching on is what I think really the most important part of Formula SAE is that the team needs to organize ourselves as if we are a company or a privateer racing team.
Right.
We need to have business students help us. We need to have design students help us. We need to have engineers and computer science. So it's not just one small group of students. It is we really need to work all together, learn how to communicate, be responsible, but also be efficient, helpful.
Excellent point too, Henry. And I'm glad you mentioned that because that transitions nicely into the fact, and we can touch and discuss on this in the remaining minutes for the first part of the program. You are the first ever Formula SAE team at Elon University, and you're hoping to establish a legacy, of course, by building a strong foundation. So with that, tell us about how you're planning to compete in a competition that's actually going to be taking place. It's really right around the corner. In fact, May of next year, of 2024.
That's correct. That is correct. We do plan to be a part of that competition next May. But with that said, that means we got a lot of work to do in the meantime to build this thing, to make sure that it is running for that competition. So we're going to stay very busy these next few months into the next year so that we can make sure that this happens.
Excellent. And Henry, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of like what everyone has been discussing so far.
Mm-hmm.
We have made so much progress, I'd say, in the past 3 months that Nick and I would have never anticipated. So to see us establish ourselves, create a concept, mm-hmm. go to the design phase, then we're at the manufacturing phase. I walked into the building this morning and kind of cried tears of joy with the realization of, wow, we have a mm-hmm. race car. Like, our
right.
work is paying off. We are going to the next phase, and it's rewarding. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. You know what this reminds me of, Nicholas and Henry? And Joel, feel free to chime in as well. Remember, and I don't know what the age differences are between the four of us, But for me, I'm in my 50s. So I was in high school between 84 to 88. Remember a class called Shop?
They don't know what that means.
They don't know. Oh, okay. So they're much younger than you and I, Joel. Well, this was a class that basically, at least from what I can remember, and Joel, you can pretty much contribute from your years in high school, where kids did have an opportunity to learn. And this was basically an elective class where you could learn about either the mechanics of a car. It was kind of like that was a thing that was for the guys, because you didn't have too many girls like myself taking shop classes. For us, it was home economics. So we learned how to bake and sew and, you know, cook and things of that nature. And for the guys, it was learning about the intricacies, like I mentioned earlier, about either putting a car or the mechanics of just building things. Am I right in that perspective, Joel, when you were in school?
Absolutely. And as a part of the No Kid Left Behind program, mm-hmm. they took out those electives.
They sure did.
And shop. And we've got a generation that doesn't know how
anything
to live
about
in house, don't know how to cook for themselves, don't know how to build or fix their own car.
Yeah.
And much less take on the retiring boomer jobs that you and I've been talking about for 20 years. So is a huge, huge problem that was created by Washington that pushed that whole mantra of everybody has to go to college and everybody has to be a lawyer or whatever else. And we just aren't calibrating the aspirations of our youth to the needs of our employers. What I love about if you haven't listened, the passion and the conviction, I mean, these are just college students, right?
Exactly, right.
And they're already saying, they're talking business language, they're talking about commitment to overarching goals. I mean, and they're wanting to build legacies left behind once they leave the school, of keeping a program that they helped create sustainable. And I had a lot of I met with these guys this past weekend at our friends at King Queen Caribbean Grill in Whitsitt, right, outside of Elon. Mm-hmm. And these we had the best discussion, and it was fun to watch their mouths sizzle as they were sampling the various Caribbean treats. But
right.
So what was really neat was to see the conviction. You can sense it. And that's why I wanted them on this show, is because they are representative of what you and I have been talking about.
Absolutely.
Where do we find the next generation of skilled tech?
Right.
And those who want to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I really do think we have uncovered something, and I'm now a part of their team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of their community advisors.
Fabulous.
And I'm going to be making sure that they get the funding that they need to do what they need to do, and then also work with them to get them out into the communities to where underserved groups will have access to them. I do want to make an announcement here. I've been blessed. I'm about to receive a significant amount of proceeds from my family's estate that we just put on the market. And I'm in the process of buying three 3D printers.
Wow.
And I'm going to be working with these guys when their schedule allows. And we're going to go to the George Washington Carver Center in Asheboro.
Mm-hmm.
To Asheboro High and Lexington Senior High. All of those
Excellent.
Will be focused on getting underserved groups that are excited about these kind of career paths. And again, it's embarrassing to me when I've traveled all over the country, Renee, and seen farms. Literally, they call them 3D printing farms where they have dozens. At Georgia Tech, they've got hundreds of 3D printers all over the school. These maker spaces have lots of them. I think the Forge has like 7 or 8 of them. And you got high schools that cater to 1,200 people, and they got one or they got two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's embarrassing to think that we aren't cultivating that excitement, the energy that these guys have in their, you could just sense it in their bloodstream. And,
right.
And so we've got to get more people on board. That's why I found my And because they can relate easy, you know, I walk in the door, everybody looks at my exterior, and they just assume that I'm just some old man that's going to preach at them. And I will do that, but I'll do that in a loving fashion because I want to see them grow. But also, I want to empower them. And so it's better that I take a back seat and let Nick and Henry here explain from their peer group that they're just a couple years older than the high school kids. Let them share with them what their plans are. That will invigorate more kids into doing this than me.
So I'm
excited. I mean, I think we are lucky to have them to discover that they're out there and they need help. So we're going to help them.
Absolutely,
Joe. They're following in the footsteps of the Shell Eco Marathon team, which sadly, because of the retirement of the teacher, that's no longer available. And that's at a time when we really need it. I don't know if you know this, but some of those students now work at Tesla. Some of them work at some of the engineering groups around this community. They were the first round draft picks. These were in high school, and they competed at a high school level. SAEs for a collegiate, which is still great. We need more of that, and we need to get to the community colleges on board in the community to take on this program too. But we've got to get more out there ready to take on these manufacturing jobs, and we can't act like that's beneath them. I mean, most of the tax dollars that pay for the schools come out of at manufacturing plants. And yet we act like in school that that's beneath the kids to pursue. And that's ridiculous. And that's when I start preaching. But
well, on that note, Joel, I'm glad that we can continue this very empowering conversation. As you and I both know that we have a huge radio family that tunes into this public affairs program. So let's indeed, gentlemen, take a break. Again, what great conversation. It will continue. Nicholas Mueller and Henry Echt join. They're the youngins of the group joining us, old folk, Renee Vaughn and Joel Leonard. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. We will return right after this break. Happy weekend and good morning once again, radio family, the weekend edition of Community Focus. It is back and time to engage in great conversation with members of our Community Focus family. Yours truly, Renee Vaughn, my co-host Joel Leonard, and our Give Work a Chance podcast broadcast. Joel, we're just going to keep adding to that title as we go along. Continues here and every weekend on our Odyssey stations. And so good to have your company here, radio family. Two of our newest members join us. They are representing the Phoenix Elon Race Team. I have with me the team principal, Nicholas Mueller, and I have the drivetrain team lead, Henry Echt, joining us. And to kind of, for those of you who may just be joining us this morning, let's give you a little recap. These gentlemen serve as the first ever Formula SAE, that is for Society for Automotive Engineers. It's a great team at Elon University, which, by the way, is a really good school. We'll get into the particulars of that. But what these gentlemen are with us here on the program is Formula SAE is a series of competitions that challenge teams of university undergraduate and graduate students. So for any students who are listening to us here on the program, this is really particularly geared towards you and really any member of the community, as this Formula SAE is for the students who want to conceive, design, fabricate, develop, and compete with small formula style vehicles. So Nicholas and Henry, welcome again to the Community Focus family. I wanted to talk about how we as a community can help you in terms of funding. What is it that we need to do to make you, particularly as you're planning to compete in a competition in May of 2024, what companies and we as communities can do to help you gentlemen continue on and progress with everything that the Elon Race Team has done up to this point?
Yes, of course, Renee. Thank you for introducing us. I'm Nicholas, and this really is an important part of our team, is finding the funding and finding the materials that we need to build these cars.
Right.
And because of how expensive it is, obviously, to build a car like this, it has so many different components that go into it. and it really brings the community together and helps us learn how to connect with different companies around our community and learn from them. And it's just amazing how we've already started to connect with the community around us, and just so many people are interested in connecting with us and helping us out. So we really needed to reach out to them and find out what they can give us. So, Henry.
And something I'd like to add, Renee, is Henry, as a student, we typically don't get the opportunities to push ourselves outside of a classroom in a really in-depth, engaging way in any type of a marketplace. So us, as a part of this team, each member is responsible for reaching out to various companies and potential sponsors and starting that conversation, which is the hardest thing to do. I mean, the amount of times Nick and I have gone on cold calls and gotten rejected within the first 30 seconds, but we got to be able to get that next phone number, do our preliminary research and the due diligence, and keep going. And right now, I think Nick and I are really taking this as a beautiful learning opportunity to learn what to do and what not to do in these conversations when we can really make the mistakes and learn from it. Whereas 2 years from now, when we actually have a job, it really might have more ramifications to it.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joel.
And the biggest lesson that they are learning, as opposed to doing a cold call, which, again, you're going into somebody that has no understanding or awareness, and finding a champion or an advocate to bring you in is so much easier. And now that they found me, they're already going through. I gave them at least 3 pages of notes on Saturday. So so these guys are, and they were just like, I don't know how we're going to remember all the stuff you told us to do.
No.
So we're going to get these guys funded. But we do need help. And I want to put my number out there again. Anybody in the community, and you'd like to be a part of this, you'd like to help inspire. Again, if you've had some level of success in your life, you know, you're not really doing anything unless you perpetuate it on to somebody else. And so it's important that you do not just have your own success, but help others lift them up as well. And so call me if you'd like to, if you're a gearhead or electric head or whatever you want to call yourself, you just want to see kids advance.
Right.
Please call me at 336-303-8660. And I'm more than happy to connect you with this team and get you find out what you can offer. And again, they've already been working with Alamance Community College's Makerspace.
Mm-hmm.
They've already met with people from the Maker community that are getting connected now with the Triad Electric Vehicle Association. And which helped the Dudley team. And again, I don't know those who don't remember, but 2016, just 7 years ago this year, this time as May of 2016, the first inner city team won the Shell Eco Marathon.
Right,
had the same struggles that these guys are having. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what they were doing. They didn't know where to get the equipment. They didn't know where to get the funding. And it took the community to step up to help them win. But they also, the students were heavily motivated. And listen to these guys and what they've been doing. They've been working until 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And probably even later.
Mm-hmm.
So they're highly committed. I don't know of many college students that are valuing their extra work and extra effort that these guys are doing. It's just incredible.
Absolutely.
And so I'm already telling them to put me on as a reference for them. And these guys are going to be, I know they'll back make me look good once we get them into some jobs. So, but anyway, Nick and Henry, what else specifically?
Absolutely.
What's your biggest, I know you need cash, but you said suspension is a big issue.
Yep, we'd like to talk about some of that, too. So a lot of the things that we need, like we said, material donations on top of our cash donations. So we accept any kind of material donations. We're in need of raw materials such as steel, aluminum, carbon fiber, foam, et cetera, as well as tooling. So we need tools. We're going to need drills, end mills, tools for our shop tools, and then hardware, all of our fasteners, all of our different hardware that we need. And yes, of course, the suspension components are very important. So we're going to need suspension components, shocks to mount all of our suspension components. In addition, we're going to need data analytics and MoTeC and wiring, and we'll get into a little bit of that if needed, but if not, basically that's the type of stuff that we need on our drivetrain side of things that control the motor. And we also wanted to say that if you want to reach out to us, we have actually an email that you can reach us directly.
Oh,
it's elonprt@gmail.com. And we're also on Instagram if you want to follow us along and watch our stuff that we got going on. It's ElonFSAE. That's our Instagram handle. So if you're interested in wanting to keep up with what we do, you can sit right in the cockpit and watch us do it. So sit right by us.
Right. So that's kind of like a simulation style type thing, correct? Or something in that mindset, maybe?
So we've been talking metaphors.
Yes.
Oh, I got you. I'm sorry. That's okay.
We've been documenting. So far, what we've been really doing is documenting the progression as a team. And
yeah.
I'd say by the end of this week, our chassis itself will be completely finished welding. And from there, I mean, it's step by step. It's okay, what is the next most vital component that we need to work on? And hopefully when we actually have the car rolling and ready, then we'll actually be able to get some really high in-depth quality photos to give any of our audience a potential look from within the cockpit.
Oh, nice. So that will give a whole new meaning to being literally in the driver's seat and using your imagination.
Exactly.
Yeah. Great. I wanted to ask this gentleman for both of you. How did the two of you meet, Nicholas and Henry, and where did your love for doing this and putting Formula SAE together as a team at Elon?
I actually think it was a mutual friend of ours, Ryan Norman.
Yeah,
Ryan Norman connected us because Nick had brought up how he knew about this program, Formula SAE, which is international and it's really well known. A lot of really respected universities have really diligent and accredited teams for the past two decades, maybe even.
Wow.
And Nick kind of reached out to me and was like, hey, I see that you have a love for cars like me. She and I both are kind of gearheads. We love to figure out how stuff works, take it apart, put it back together.
Right.
And it was like, look, I can tell you want to put the work in. Let's get down and dirty. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can make this happen.
Yeah, and we had no idea what we were getting ourselves into.
Right.
At that day, we were just like, let's build a car. Little did we know, we'd be sitting down here going, oh, we don't even know where to start.
Right, so. Right. But you had a starting point. Yep. Once you got the ball rolling, it's been rolling ever since.
It really has. It really has. And it's exciting to see each little bit come together.
Yeah. You know, it's really exciting because now that you add one Joel Leonard to the continuation of the component part, because what this is really saying to me, gentlemen, Nicholas and Henry, and for you, Joel, because your passion of reaching out to young people and getting our younger generation of students excited about this, because Joel, I know there was always that friction, if you will, with trying to get back into the school systems to where you could speak directly with the kids. And it reminds me of, remember we used to have show and tell in school and we would bring a guest who would be an individual who was in this particular line of work and we would have he or she get into the particulars of what it is that they do. This is kind of the scenario that I see with you being able to bring these guys from Elon to an area high school or maybe even younger to have these gentlemen talk to our youth.
And because of the pandemic, they're now able to do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, they don't know what they've gotten into by working with me now.
Well, I know. I've known for the last 20 years, Nicholas and Henry, so you'll be well prepared, trust me.
And speaking of preparation, one of the things I want to emphasize is the rigors of this competition. And that's why it's so important that we embrace them.
Right.
Because they are pushing themselves to be pushed to take on some challenges that they aren't just building a car.
Yeah.
They've got to prove it and go out there and race. They got to prove that car is not dangerous.
Right.
And if it doesn't, they can put all the time, have all the effort. And if something goes wrong in the inspection, all that effort is wasted and they don't even get on the track. So the whole rigors of this whole process that they put in to in this Formula SAE is very similar to what they did with the Shell Eco Marathon. I don't know if people remember when Dudley, they got third place in the Road to Houston competition.
Right.
And 2014, and then 2015, their car did not pass inspection. And this is after they've already had a level of success. And the captain of that team, his name was Henry too, the captain of that team got back and he was so embarrassed and he was so upset and they were so mad at themselves for letting the car not achieve what it was supposed to achieve that they worked after midnight. How many high school kids do you know of will be in a shop class till after midnight working on a project?
Exactly.
I mean, this is. I mean, most kids ditch their homework and much less take on an extra project. So what these guys are doing, and they're trying to get women into this, they're trying to get other demographics into this. They're being very inclusive in their process, and I'm going to be encouraging more of that. But they're going to be really dedicated to helping fulfill their vision, not just competing, but getting there and winning. And we got to step up. And being at Elon, they already have a good support system, but they need more. They need a lot more. They need at least just to throw a number out there to anybody. Now, collectively, this isn't that much. But for them, it's a lot. They need at least $50,000. To do a car. Now, that might sound like a lot of money for a project, but if you look at some of those Indy cars, they're looking at $1.5 million.
Right,
so $50,000 car for them isn't that much.
Right.
So it's a significant amount of pressure and challenges and adversity that they've got to overcome, and we need the community to step up. I need y'all to, again, call me. You've got his information, but call me direct if you want to help. I'll put you in touch with him. My number is 336-303-8660. But these guys are, and gals, they've already have a couple of gals that are in there.
Oh, very good.
And so they're getting a lot of support from all different types of folks, and they're going to be trying to expand that. And again, I want to get them to be, once they get some level of success, start taking them out and get the community colleges competing and getting some high schools to start putting in some programs. If it's not SAE, get them in the Shell Eco Marathon or other ones that allow high schools to do this. But if we had those kind of competitions, I mean, I love football. But football and basketball, nobody goes pro. Everybody, this is the most important message of the whole hour. Everybody that participates in this function can go pro. And the Dudley Shell Eco Marathon team is proving that.
Yeah.
Those kids, a lot of them were able to get their education paid for, and they didn't have to pay a nickel. And they're making, and I know some of them are making very good wages, and they're in their early 20s. They're making definitely beyond livable wages. So so we've got to inculcate more of that. And, again, I'll shut up here, but I really do love the fact that these guys are doing what we've been wanting people to do, and I'm so proud of them.
And that's why I have you on this program, Joel. So thank you very much for everything that you have contributed on a program such as Community Focus. Let me take this opportunity to welcome those of you who may be joining us. You are indeed listening to a fantastic conversation, another great weekend to engage in conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Joel Leonard joining me, Renee Vaughn. We're joined by our newest Community Focus family members and team principal and drivetrain team lead, Nicholas Mueller and Henry Echt, respectfully. Gentlemen, I wanted to ask, now, how did a fine university such as Elon get on board to help you with the Phoenix Racing Team, again founded in 2021, to provide a chance for students across disciplines to conceive, design, fabricate, and compete with an electronic formula-style vehicle, particularly at an international competition? How did the school get involved with this in helping you?
Yeah, the school actually did really, really like this idea. We actually were at an event last year, I want to say. It was, there was a maker takeover we had. It was sort of like an event for all of the different students to show off different things they've been making. Right. And we showed up to this because the school, not everybody gets to see everything at the school that's going on. Because
right.
We kind of stay in our own little sector at the engineering department with this project, and we don't really take it all over campus because we need the shop area to do it.
Right.
So we showed off a PVC model of our chassis last year, and we kind of brought that thing up there, and the president comes by, and she goes, well, what is this? And we're like, well, we're building a race car. And she goes, well, why is it plastic? And we said, well, it's not supposed to be plastic, but this is what we got to work with right,
right
now. So we actually started chatting about it, and she was like, well, this should get more support. And we said, yeah, it really should. And we ever since then, the engineering department has been helping us out some. They really wanted to make this sort of their cornerstone for what they're showing off to everybody, and
right.
We've seen tours go by and kind of pointed
nice.
us, and we've been like, yeah, that's us working on it, but
mm-hmm.
we really need more support because the school seems to want to give us all the visual and verbal support,
right.
And they're giving us a little bit of monetary support, but it seems like
needed.
They still are kind of like, yep, you guys need to figure it out on your own type
yeah.
of thing. So
exactly. Any additional thoughts?
Henry, you got any?
I mean, the school definitely has been more than willing to support us in what they deem to be necessary.
Right.
When they noticed that we really had established ourselves as a team and we really were doing the research, they supported us and made sure that we were able to obtain our motor and motor controller, which really helped us do some of the background preliminary research and start understanding the major systems that will be powering the car, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a two-way street. They really respect the orientation of the program, and they understand that we as a team need to conduct ourselves as if we are a privateer race team or company. But with that being said, the university recognized that we are establishing ourselves. We aren't a two-decade-old team that has 50 cars and past examples to look at.
Right.
So they've been really trying to work with us, make sure that if we have any questions, they give us the proper professor or the name of professor for us to reach out to, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gentlemen, let me switch gears here a little bit because, again, we're focusing on speaking to really all members of our community, but I wanted to take the next remaining minutes of the program to focus on our young ones who are listening or perhaps may be listening or may be told by someone who's listening to us today in getting the word out about this great conversation. For young ones who may have an interest in this, and for whatever reason, if they can get into a class or something that can get them started, or they may find that they have, what do you call, like a talent or a skill for working on cars, and they may be at the point mm-hmm. where they're either a high school senior and they're looking to further their education on this at an institute of higher learning. What path would you say that individual needs to go down to continue to help them in furthering that talent? So that perhaps if you're looking for team members to be added to Formula SAE, they'll know what to do.
Yeah, so I'm going to start by taking a step back.
Okay, sure.
I've always been that type of guy where I was growing up, if someone left me alone in a room, I'd be probably taking something apart and figuring out how to put it back together, whether
right.
I destroyed it or not.
Yeah.
So I was one of those tinker kids.
Yeah.
And one of my most vivid memories growing up was actually sitting in my grandfather's old BMW with him, going on a little drive.
Wow.
And just kind of relaxing with him, going through the car and having him show me the appreciation for what went into it and the car itself.
Nice.
So that really kind of opened my mind. And I wouldn't say that there's any specific way for anybody to get into it. It's more of what is your natural creative mind? Where do you,
yeah.
what rabbit hole do you want to dive into and what keeps those gears going? I'm a design student and a photographer at heart, but I love data analytics and security
yeah.
and the way communication is integrated. Nick loves to take things apart and also modify it in a way to make it more efficient and work better than the original use case.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't ever say that there's one specific way for anybody to get into it. It's more of find what really interests you. What
right.
is your natural creative motive and go with it.
I like
well,
that.
And I'd like to add to this that what's important is not only do the students have the options to learn all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they also, when they're done, they've got pathways now that wasn't available before. We now are producing the next generation of the Concorde jet. Boom Supersonic mm-hmm. is going to be adding 2,000 employees. They're adding 2,100 people to make the electric vehicle batteries at Toyota.
Yeah.
And you know that's going to explode all different types of parts
Absolutely.
And other components.
Mm-hmm.
We've got VinFast actually assembling their own electric vehicle down in Sanford.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Nucor Steel that's making steel. So we've got so many things. Oh, I didn't even mention Siemens. They announced
right.
500 jobs in the next couple of years. They're going to be making railroads, cars. Out of Lexington. So we the students who don't know what to want to do, well, start thinking about these kind of skill sets, because as you're building an electric vehicle car, you've got so many, and Henry and Nick brought this up, there's so many transferable skill sets that they get upgrade their activities.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be more, a lot better prepared professionally to walk right into a higher paying, higher responsibility job
right.
in the marketplace that we definitely need more to get ready for.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. Now, Nicholas, in all fairness, the same question applies to you. How did your love for all of this come about?
Yeah, I'd like to start by saying that I'm very similar to Henry in that respect, that I was always tinkering with things since I was little.
Right.
I knew that I wanted to do this type of stuff. I told my mom that I wanted to be an inventor. I was probably in first grade, and I didn't know what an engineer was, so I
right.
said inventor. And I said I was a big Lego kid. I made
yeah.
things all the time. I was always really excited to build things.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically took that passion, and once I got to this level, I knew all through middle school and high school I was on robotics teams, and I was doing all kinds of stuff to keep myself involved because I wanted to keep my hands dirty and always work with things. And I kind of took that passion into college now, and I'm an engineering student, so I've taken that, and I've actually learned so much from this team itself that I would never have thought that I would learn, because I'm taking classes, right, and these are all my engineering classes,
mm-hmm.
but I'm learning things on this team, skills that I would never have learned in any of my classes, because I'm sitting in a classroom staring at a whiteboard
right.
as the teacher writes things down and looking at the theoretical side of things and never using my hands, never actually learning any skills of it being applied in the real world. So then I go and build this car, and it's like now we're seeing physically
Absolutely.
With our own eyes and our own hands
right.
what happens and how to do this. So, and yeah, it's so cool to get that kind of experience on top of it. Really does prepare you for the real world.
And it's so cool to have both of you gentlemen here on this program. And I like what you said, Nicholas, because that's a key component for anything that we desire to do, is to be hands-on and to have that experience. And I love the fact that both of you shared that with Joel and myself and my radio family, or our radio family, I should say, this morning. Let me quickly say that when I was little, I remember fondly there was a time, speaking of, and Henry, you touched on this, sitting behind the BMW. That was your grandfather, right? Wanted to make sure I got that right. Was that your granddad?
Yeah. I grew up going down to Indianapolis to visit him, going to races, and it was just more of appreciation of the past examples and the progression and
right.
where... just human nature, we always want to keep progressing, and it's
Absolutely.
More of not take the competition of aggression, but more of appreciation for it.
Right. I remember a time fondly, and I'm a D.C. kid, born and raised in Washington, and we lived in the Maryland area for a while. And this was when my great-grandfather was still living at the time, and they had a classic old car. And I can't remember where we were going. I'll just say, for the sake of the conversation, the mall. And so I was fascinated just watching him drive and the way he was maneuvering the vehicle. So when they went into the store, and this was when you could leave your kids unattended in the car without fear of somebody snatching them. So this was back in the 70s, mind you. And when they got back, he got so tickled because I'm sitting in the driver's seat. Now, mind you, I'm a little girl, so the feet don't even touch the gas pedal or the brake, and I'm like, give me the keys, let me drive us home. And you know, so he got a real kick out of that. He really did. So yeah, fond memories. I tell you, Joel, Always have a great time with you, my friend, and time always seems to elude us when we're having fun. So if you will, again, share your contact information, and Nicholas and Henry, the same for you, with Formula SAE, so we can continue to get you the support that you need, especially so you can compete in this competition with May of 2024.
Yes, of course. We can go ahead and give that email again. So our email is elonprt@gmail.com, and that stands for Phoenix Racing Team. That's why it's PRT. And our Instagram, you can follow us on Instagram. It's elonfsae, and that will get you hooked up with us.
Fantastic. And Joel?
Yeah, feel free to call me if you want to help them or be on the show or have if you're an employer and you want to be a – oh, by the way, these guys are going to be at the job fair in August.
In August.
And they're going to have their car on display.
Excellent. That
they kind of changed their timeline to get the car ready faster.
Beautiful.
So they can show it off during the job fair.
Wonderful.
And I'm going to put them to work and connect them with a whole bunch of other employers during the job fair. But my information is 336-303-8660. Yeah, everybody, August 24th at Bull City Cider Works in Lexington is going to be 40 employers. Oh, we got something new to announce, too, since
yes.
we're in Lexington and we like to showcase new innovations and technology. What better place to have drones drop barbecue sandwiches out of the sky?
Wow. Nice. Nice.
So the attendees will see drones dropping sandwiches out of the sky in Lexington. I mean, that's taking Lexington up the next notch. You
I know? Was going to say that's the greatest incentive in itself. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. And let me say in parting, no goodbyes with me just until next time. And I would love, Nicholas and Henry, to have you back on a future program, especially between now and May of next year, to kind of get an update on how things are progressing with Formula SAE. But gentlemen, welcome to the Community Focus family. Thank you so much.
Well, Renee, really, thank you again for the opportunity. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Nick, and I really enjoyed this and appreciated the conversation just
thank
as much
you.
As you did.
Likewise,
yes,
likewise.
Thank you, Renee.
You're so welcome.
And we're just getting started, guys.
That's right. So, indeed, no goodbyes. Just until next time, thank you, Radio Family, for the good things you're doing in our communities. Keep up the great work. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Stay safe and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.